It's Saturday, the 30th of March. I'm not in the garden this morning. It's 7:30 a.m. And I'm sitting in my car parked up in Byers Road in Glasgow. Just adjacent to the venue for my daughter's craft fair event, the regular one that runs every month throughout the year. So not a peaceful garden sound. So strange sounds this morning, including an African gentleman who just passed singing in some form of African language. So loads of road noise this morning, but I have to say that on this beautiful Holy Saturday morning through here, it is utterly gorgeous. I've parked a car where I normally park it, waiting on my daughter and her fiancé turning up with the van with all the stuff we need for the event. And I'm fortunate this morning in that the sun is passing between the taller buildings and is flooding the car with warm sunlight. I'm very cosy sitting here, and it's great to be here in the morning and watch the city come alive as it does. And the flower seller, the guy that owns the street flower selling stall, is setting up his wares as he does every weekend. It's an Asian guy and his workers. Well, he only has one or two, to be honest, on this fair. His weekend event here. But the guy that owns it, the small Asian guy, is Glasgow, as Glaswegian as you could possibly get. And a comical little guy. Great to talk to. Wonderful, wonderful nature. Smashing me guy. So he's over there across the road. He's waved across a couple of times. Setting up all his boxes, filling them with water, and then putting all the plants in. It does a wonderful trade. I must admit that some of his displays are fantastic. And so, as I said, sitting here on a gorgeous morning through here in Glasgow and watching people obviously heading for work, going by the expressions on their faces, other people pulling suitcases on wheels, students, always on the go students, and the young people coming back from their night out on the town. Takes me back when I see these youngsters laughing, joking, arm in arm with their fancy dress, coming home from a night. I remember those times I used to do that. Wonderful. Not a care in the world. Anyway, it's maybe not a peaceful garden with birdsong. But here, you have a different bird. Pigeon. Yes, the proverbial town, city pigeons in their hordes. As they precariously potter about in the middle of the road, picking up what they can and dodging that car or van in the last millisecond of time. I don't know how they do it. So the only thing we have here are pigeons. Or maybe the occasional seagull. But cities are wonderful in their own right, and I do enjoy the times when I'm sitting here waiting. Just waiting for them to turn up. And I can sit here and watch, as I said before, a city coming to life. In an hour's time, it will be getting busy, and in 2 hours' time, this place will be buzzing. As I said earlier, it's Holy Saturday, and so a big occasion for us Catholic Christians. And we'll be going to the Vigil Mass tonight to celebrate Christ's resurrection for Easter. But it's not as nice through early as it is here. Unfortunately, the forecast for our place, and we did have another wee flurry of snow when I got into the car this morning. Much colder and more overcast through our way. But here in Glasgow, clear skies and beautiful sunshine. It's nice to be here. I think I'll take a wee walk in this beautiful morning, just a wee walk, just to stretch the legs before the onslaught, before the mad hour and a half, 2 hours of setting up. Yeah, I've already had 2 coffees. Ah, there. What we do for our children, eh? And the flower seller is selling flowers, yeah, as I speak, and he's not even set up yet. Just some passing youngsters probably looking for a wee bunch for someone they love for Easter or wherever. That's good business when you're selling before you're even set up. So I'll go now.